This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. This winter, I stumbled across an old hard drive with a file I'd saved for myself from 10 years ago outlining an idea, exploring vanishing American landscapes, places that wouldn't exist in 10 years. Well, I never did the project, but 10 years later here, some features of the economic landscape are gone amid the e-commerce, big box chains, and now pandemic. We've been asking you to share some of the places that you miss. Today, Victoria Reeve, a Marketplace listener who wrote us about Foundry Music. It was a place in New Haven, Connecticut to get sheet music.
My name is Victoria Reeve, and I live in Guilford, Connecticut. I wrote in about Foundry Music. So it's a quaint, old-fashioned bricks-and-mortar music store above a coffee shop in New Haven, and it's been there for a really long time, and it's kind of a little hidden gem. You would walk up some stairs which had like a little stained carpet on the floor, and you'd walk in, and the place was pretty small, but it was packed with sheet music for every instrument, and they would have multiple editions, say, of Beethoven sonatas or Chopin or whatever, Brahms, and you could compare editions, and they were right there in front of you, and you could just kind of spend hours browsing through the stuff if you were a real music, classical music geek. I could just get lost in the place. And of course, having all of that printed material, along with that goes the smell of music, of paper and print and ink. I'm a piano teacher, and I used to, before the pandemic, work right next door at the neighborhood music school in New Haven. But when you walk into that shop, it's actually a visual to them for musicians, for kid musicians, that there's so much music being written, and that shop doesn't even have a half of it, but it gives them the sense of intrigue of the endless possibilities on the instrument that they're learning. And then, of course, the pandemic just killed it. For a very long time, they just sort of kept going, doing curbside orders. And then we got the really sad news that they were closing. They just couldn't manage any longer. And so it's gone. It's something which, you know, my kids and younger generations just won't know, probably, which is just so sad and heartbreaking, really.
Victoria Reeve of Guilford, Connecticut, remembering Foundry Music in New Haven. Foundry closed the store in November, but its proprietor, Marcia Killian, tells us she's taking sheet music orders online and has not ruled out maybe a new storefront someday. Got a feature of the American economic landscape that was important to you but is no more? We want to hear from you. Email morningreport@marketplace.org.